Finally, The Rock has come back
to kidnap your children. Welcome to another totally original Geek News podcast, Almost Daily. I'm your host, Andrew McDonald. And yes, apparently The Rock's here to kidnap your kids. There's a lot of little things I could talk about today, but I'm going to just focus on this one because it's a quick episode. The Rock is involved in a lawsuit for $3 billion that says he tried to kidnap another wrestler's children. Let's go back a little bit. The Rock has had a hell of a year, so to speak. Black Adam came out, didn't do so well. He kind of tried to promote that it was doing better than it was to the audience, said the sales and the numbers were better. This was not true. Then Zachary Levi, who's kind of gone off the deep end a little bit himself, came out with Shazam, and then he basically was like, yeah, we were going to have Black Adam and Shazam, but The Rock put the veto on that, so we didn't. And then Shazam didn't do well. And so he killed both of our franchises, and yada, yada, yada. Zachary Levi wasn't very happy about The Rock. Pretty much put any failure between the two franchises on his back. Needless to say, it was announced a little while ago, The Rock's going to be in the live-action remake of Moana. Except, maybe not? It's kind of being called out now that at first Disney was looking at The Rock as their go-to guy. They were maybe going to put him in a Pirates of the Caribbean movie with Johnny Depp to revitalize that franchise. That's not happening anymore. I mean, it might happen with Johnny, but it's not happening with The Rock being a part of it. Obviously, going back to Black Adam quickly, there's no sequel to Black Adam. There's no fight with Superman happening. James Gunn has pretty much said, no, we're not going to go in that direction. And now he's supposed to be in this live-action adaptation of Moana, which apparently he was supposed to co-direct alongside, darn, I didn't check her name, but Aluik Cravahulo, the original voice of the original Moana. She's going to star in it and play Moana again. But apparently he's not going to be co-directing. He's been removed as that. Potentially removed from the movie, but I don't think that's been announced yet, if it actually is happening. I think it may still go through with him as a part of the movie, but mostly because of a surfacing legal debacle that says Dwayne Johnson, along with a laundry list of other defendants, conspired to kidnap and then carry out the kidnapping of her and her children. This is a former pro wrestler by the name of Trinesha Biggers. She goes by the name of Raka Khan. She wrestled for TNA for a while. Don't know why The Rock or any of these people involved were going to kidnap her kids. The names of many of the defendants you might know, like Naomi Campbell, Eminem, the city of Las Cruces, New Mexico, the FBI, the state of Texas, and Home Depot. I don't know how all of that came together. It feels like I might have had a stroke saying that sentence, but no, all of that was true. That is the people being sued. They're being sued for $3 billion. I don't know how this lawsuit was brought about. I don't know which lawyer said they could win this for this woman. Maybe it was Matt Murdock. I have no idea. But needless to say, in March 2022, the lawsuit was given the green light by a judge. And as this report says, if it's just to sully the name of Dwayne Johnson, then it succeeded. Because it seems like he's being dropped from a few projects here and there, and people are shying away from him. I mean, in the meantime, he's got the XFL, he's got Teravana Tequila. I guess those are going well. And he's got another movie coming out, I think, the end of this year. I forget what it's called, but it's November, like a family film. He's got stuff. I mean, The Rock is completely busy, but he's out of a hell of a year. Like, really weird, bad, hell of a year. So, that's a thing. Does The Rock want to kidnap somebody's kids and themselves? I don't know. Because we'll have to see what The Rock is cooking. See you later.